This is Michael J. Fox. Thanks for listening to this podcast. Learn more about the Michael J. Fox Foundation's work and how you can help speed a cure at michaeljfox.org.
This is Dave Iverson. When Michael J. Fox decided to return to network television this fall, he offered a simple explanation. Why can't I? That same spirit motivates many in the Parkinson's community to make a difference, sometimes in ways they'd never imagined. People like New York filmmaker Gwen Schrader.
So a friend of mine said, you know, you can run the marathon for charity. And I said, oh, well, now I have a cause.
The cause was Parkinson's research, and the reason was personal. Her father was diagnosed with the disease 7 years ago at the age of 59. Soon, doctor's visits like this one were commonplace for Alan Schrader.
One pill 4 times a day.
So for the ropinirole, I want you to take 1 tablet 4 times a day at 7, 11, 3, and 7, okay?
But a Parkinson's diagnosis changes more than just doctor's visits for families. In this case, it even changed Gwen's relationship with her father.
We were estranged for most of my post-high school life, not because anything particularly terrible happened. We just didn't have a lot in common. So when he was diagnosed, I mean, I couldn't begin to, like, put into words how that connection has just grown exponentially. It's just a night and day difference. I would talk to him maybe once every 6 months, and now we talk to each other almost every day.
And so she started raising funds for the Michael J. Fox Foundation, first by running in the New York City Marathon for Team Fox, then participating in triathlons, even organizing a bowl-a-thon. But for Schrader, it wasn't enough.
I want to do more, more, more.
And then she discovered how. Not by raising dollars, but by participating in research. Schrader signed up for Fox Trial Finder, the Fox Foundation's user-friendly web-based tool that matches potential volunteers with research projects.
The Fox Foundation made it so simple. You go onto Fox Trial Finder, you put in your details, they send you email reminders when you're a match. And that simplicity, it encouraged me to do more. And that was it. It's as easy as logging into any other website that you use on a daily basis.
So far, some 20,000 people have signed up on Fox Trial Finder, which provides volunteers with research project possibilities to match their interests, location, and time availability. Among the 300 projects listed, Schrader found hers. It wasn't as aerobic as running a marathon, but it did involve putting a little skin in the game. Donating a snippet of skin, as she puts it, which researchers will use to create new stem cell lines for Parkinson's research.
They took a biopsy, a very small section of skin, probably the size of an apple seed. Couldn't feel a thing. He just in and out, a couple stitches, and I was out the door. It was 45 minutes or so. I think it's really important to participate in the research above and beyond just raising the money, because I know that there's a shortage of participants in clinical trials.
And as Schrader notes, more volunteers are needed. Without them, many Parkinson's research projects will never get off the ground, which in turn slows down the development of new drugs and potential breakthroughs for her dad and Parkinson's patients everywhere. That means Schrader's trip to the lab was in many ways as important as running a marathon, and definitely worth a phone call.
I reported back as soon as I left the office, hey, Dad, guess what I did? I gave part of my skin for stem cell research. And he thinks that's super cool, but I'm fortunate enough to have met so many people through the foundation that have inspired me that it's not just about my dad anymore. Now it's about so many families. Of course, I think about my father, but I think about the whole. It's that whole collective that really inspires me to do more.
Her dad's diagnosis turned the family's life upside down. But for Gwen, it also created a new cause and a new community, a deep emotional connection. Her dad's diagnosis didn't change just her relationship with her father. It changed her.
I had no idea what I was capable of. I really didn't. When you're faced with such a terrible disease, whether it's the person with Parkinson's or the family members that all come together to help that person, it's so easy to fall, I think, and to feel like the obstacles that we are facing are just far too incredible for us to deal with. And instead, my connections with each of my family members are incredibly stronger than they ever were. I'm more engaged in a community. When my dad was first diagnosed, I would have never, ever thought that was possible.
As Michael J. Fox has observed, it may be one step forward and two steps back with Parkinson's, but what's important is making that one step count. Gwen Schrader and her family are making their steps count.
What we've accomplished together and what we will continue to accomplish as a family, I had no idea a challenge would make us so stronger, so much stronger.
And to sign up for Fox Trial Finder, visit foxtrialfinder.org. I'm Dave Iverson.
This is Michael J. Fox. Thanks for listening to this podcast. Learn more about the Michael J. Fox Foundation's work and how you can help speed a cure at michaeljfox.org.